Oh, it's all good. It's just a Zoom class, so even if I am late, probably doesn't.
Real talk, like, do you go to Zoom classes that often? Do you skip them a lot?
I don't skip a ton, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've gotten good at like knowing when I can and can't skip, so.
I've always been bad at it, even especially like pre Zoom University. I was still just like, oh, like we're doing a 2-hour stats lecture. Like that's not a thing that I'm doing. So, but Abby, you did it. We made it. There was a lot of doubts.
I know.
I
We're
don't.
back.
I say we did it like every pod, but like this one really does feel like an accomplishment. Like I really feel like actually making this happen was a struggle at times, mostly my struggle.
Dude, it's all good. We've all been there.
Well, who's the real host of this podcast? Because you're sitting in the studio, and I am sitting in my grungy apartment. You can see my happy Halloween
Oh,
decorations still
I
up.
love it.
Most
Very
people,
relevant.
holy crap, it's been 20 days since Halloween. Wow. Time flies when you're
Yeah.
having fun or something. But just for context for the listeners, I went to the studio to set up the studio for Abby, then failed to do so due to a missing converter, then left Abby alone in the studio and ran back to my apartment with my mic. So that's the welcome to 2020 podcast production, everybody. This is what we're up to now. But
It's a
Abby,
good
we
time.
a good time. It maybe for some. But we met in activities committee, yeah?
I was thinking about this because I knew you would ask me something like this. I remember like the exact day that I met you, and it was actually not in activities committee. It was during Weeks of Welcome for USU, and we had this huge like movie night. And we were volunteering and like handing out like huge bags of popcorn.
Oh my
And I
gosh.
think I met him.
Were you helping pass
It
out
was like,
popcorn that day?
yeah.
Holy
And it was,
cows.
I like randomly accessed this like deep memory in my brain
Is
last
a
night.
deep
And I was
hole.
like, oh my God. I remember like talking to you about your mission and stuff. It was so weird.
No way, because that was David Higashi was there too, right? There was David. I
Yeah.
think Cooper, was
Yeah,
Cooper
there
there?
was Cooper, I think, and like Shep Sontag. And
Was
like,
Shepard there too? Holy cows.
know.
There's like this group of people I had no idea that I was going to interact with for like the next 10 months of my life. That's so weird.
I know.
I remember
It's like
that because
crazy.
there was so much popcorn spilling and everyone else was so much faster at packing the popcorn than I was. Everyone else had some rhythm and I was just chugging along over there on the side, just like doing my best. I
Yeah,
think I
just
spilled the
throwing
most. Yeah, I
it.
spilled a ton of popcorn too. It was not good. Holy
Yeah, there
crap,
was
that's
probably
a
like 5 pounds of popcorn on the floor.
or more. I can't believe, wow, that is a deep pull. Because I was a late add to activities committee because like I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, oh, okay. And so like I just figured it out. I applied late and like got in late. So everyone else was like super tight. I just showed up to activities committee and everyone's like, we're all friends. I'm like,
That's
okay.
right. I forgot that you were a late poll.
It wasn't like, you know.
I'm glad you made it on though.
Was so fun. Do you remember, did you do the parade as well?
Yes.
Do you remember
Oh my
when
God,
it was
I remember
raining?
that. It was like pouring rain. It was freezing cold, and we were all in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah. And then
So,
Morgan like dived in with her roller skates. It
yeah,
was a great
Morgan.
photo.
She had these roller skates and yeah, just
Is Morgan around this
all.
semester? Where's she at?
No, she went to BYU.
She transferred to BYU.
Yeah,
Oh, I'm
it's so
heartbroken.
sad. I miss her and her handstands and her roller skates so
I'm
much.
so upset. She went to BYU, really? Wow, this is.
Yeah,
Ooh, what a somber
crazy.
fallen
I know.
soldier.
I know. Rest in peace.
Dang, I didn't know that. I saw that because she went to Lake Powell for the summer. I remember seeing like a bunch of Instagram posts or whatever about that. But that's crazy. Dang.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have known that sooner than now. I'm a terrible person.
No, I just found that out a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, what? Like, yeah, I was so surprised. She was a homie for sure.
She was a super homie. So we met packing popcorn, and then there was activities committee.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. And then I would say our friendship really got started when we were on the decorating committee together for the Howl and then Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's right.
Super fun. You and, Bailey Whirling. Shout out to
Bailey. Bailey Whirling's great. Still great. I haven't seen her in forever either. We used to me and Bailey used to run into each other every day on campus. Like at the beginning of the semester, it was any and everywhere. But we had, this is like the most, this is a really bad podcast story, but we had the most awkward hug, I think ever, where it's like, she was sneaking into the ag building at midnight, and I was leaving the building at midnight because the broadcast students have key cards.
Right.
And we were walking out the door, but then it was COVID, and we're like, wear a mask, but then we're homies, and then it was like, and then finally we're all right, we got a hug. Like, there's no, we just committed. It was a lot of decision making.
I think she told me about that now that I
it was so weird. That's so funny. But I actually don't know. I don't know a whole lot, or at least I don't remember. You probably told me, and I'm just bad memory. But where are you from again?
I'm from Salt Lake City. So, kind of, I guess. I grew up in Salt Lake City, during my teenage years. But then, before that, I lived in Idaho for a while. So, yeah. I just say I'm from Salt Lake City because that's where I, graduated high school and, became myself.
Yeah. No, same here. I say I'm from California. I split high school between two California spots. So, people are always like, you're fake Californian. I'm like, I think you're wrong. I don't know. I also feel like leaving one place to go to another makes you become the second place a lot more, if that makes sense. Cause when you just grow up there the whole time, you don't really realize how well you've embraced it or not. But when you actually switch cultures and you're I kind of like this stuff better. You know what I mean?
You are so right. Yeah, I grew up in this tiny town in Idaho, and so we were always out hiking and stuff, and I love that stuff. I'm pretty granola.
Oh.
But yeah, then coming to Salt Lake too, we're in the heart of the city and stuff, and so it's a good time to see what kind of stuff I like and don't like. I feel like I identify with both cultures quite a bit, so it's fun.
Thanks. So what was it Salt Lake City proper? Was it
So my parents still live there. We live a block or two west of the Capitol. So they're old houses. It's pretty cool. It's an awesome place to live.
So that's legit, that's the heart of the city. Because a lot of people say Salt Lake and it's cool, you totally live in suburbia.
Yeah, Draper. Yeah, no, we live right there. It's super fun.
So did you city? So Salt Lake is smaller as compared to major cities, but did you city life better than tiny Idaho life?
I think it depends. I think for the time of life that I was in, both places were perfect. Because in Idaho, I was actually homeschooled until 9.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I think it was good there because I could be outside all the time. It was just a fun place to grow up when I didn't really need a lot of friends because I was still little. Yeah. But then coming to Salt Lake and being a teenager in the city, it's a lot more fun just to be able to go out and do stuff with your friends and all that stuff. So
yeah, no, that's for sure true. I really like Salt Lake too. I think it's just a really pretty place. It's cool and it's very clean. So many big cities. It's freaking San Fran. People love San Fran. It's so gross. But
it's fun to travel there, but it gets kind of disgusting after a while.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. Yeah, I don't love San Fran. Actually, it's funny because I love New York, and New York is like the same thing. But like, I don't know, something about it feels like San Francisco like embraces it. They're like, we love this. Whereas like New York, they just complain about it. I'm like, okay, all right, like I feel you.
So funny.
But Salt Lake would be a good fit for you then, because if you really like, because you grew up in the outdoors doing outdoorsy stuff. Is there like, what's your go-to? Are you a big hiker or do you like camp? Is there a go-to?
Yeah, I love like hiking, camping, hammocking, like all that kind of stuff. I don't do like a lot of like sports or like, I don't do like ATVs or anything, but yeah, I really like hiking and stuff. So Salt Lake has been awesome.
Do you own a hammock?
Yes, I do. I went hammocking 2 days ago.
Hey, is it worth it? Like, I don't know. I'm pretty soft. I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm not super. People say granola. I don't know what's like. I like granola in my yogurt, but I don't think that makes me like. I'm not very granola. Do you like it? Should I get in on hammocking? Is that like low key enough?
Dude, I think you should definitely get in on it. I think it's like something that can be like super granola, but it can also just be like fun. Like, you can just go. I like go and set up like on Old Main Hill sometimes and just like do my homework, like, and it's really chill. It's like it takes like 2 minutes to set up, and it's just a good way to like relax.
Do you like study while you're hammocking, or is it like just a one?
Yeah, you got the little rocking hammock going on, and then you just like you're studying or reading a book or just like chilling out, and it's a good time.
That's crazy. The Utah State has like Wi-Fi all over the quad too, so it's not like you're can just be, you'll be streaming, you're watching movies, you'll be studying.
Yeah, exactly. And I have like a huge, like 2-person hammock, so like you can get some friends in there, get your girlfriend in there, like so fun.
I never know. I haven't actually. So when I was a kid, I had a hammock. But it was like the old school, like rope hammock. It wasn't like, like there's this new school where it's like, is it like a Nike Fit t-shirt that got sewn together a bunch of times? Or is it a hammock?
I don't know. It's like, I think it's like a polyester or like some kind of, it's kind of like tent fabric almost, but a little more stretchy. But it's like comfy. It's nice. And it's like really easy to packed around, so I just like throw it in my backpack because it compacts really small.
Yeah, and then I
go set it up whenever.
do you camp a lot specifically? Like, I feel like I keep having this conversation. It's a lot of hiking. It's like a lot of hammocking, which is like, I feel like that's tweener, right? Because that's like day trip stuff, you know, where it's like.
Yeah.
But like, do you like go full on? Like, I'm gonna go hide in the woods.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I do. So this is like my one claim to fame is that I went on a solo backpacking trip this summer. So fun.
Wild and you're crazy. Good.
Yeah, it was really scary. But I made my dad lend me his like 44 and I went up into the Uintas, and it was super fun. It was just this like loop with a bunch of lakes and stuff. Good time.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I would highly recommend.
Terrifying. No, I'm not gonna do that. I would die. I would be like, his body was found a couple weeks later. What's like, is it just like because it's so peaceful? Like, what's the why do you like it so much?
Yeah, I just feel like I connect with nature a lot, and I really like this summer with like COVID and everything, I just kind of like in a funk a little bit.
And so
I was just like, I'm just gonna do this. I want some like adventure and stuff since I can't like travel anywhere far. And so I was just like, full send, let's go. So yeah, I woke up one morning and I was like, Dad, I really want to go on a backpacking trip. And like, my dad's like super adventurous too, so he was like, okay, let's do this. And I was like, really? And so that day I like packed up my pack and we like found a place for me to go and like checked all the weather and stuff, and then I was like driving out by like noon.
So how long were you out there?
I was out there, I think I was out there for 2 or 3 days. I can't really remember. But yeah, the loop was like, I think the loop was like 8 miles, and there were like a bunch of different lakes, and it kind of like went up and then like curved back around. And so like the first day I like went all the way to the top, and there was a lake at the top. So I like slept up there. Super fun. You're like pumping all your water and stuff. And then yeah, I just like hiked back down and like stayed at different lakes. So
it actually does sound really therapeutic. It still sounds crazy to me, but like that would be super cool.
Yeah, it's like, it's so cool, and it's so quiet up there, and you're just up there with the birds and like the trees. It's
so, do you pack, you're packing food ahead of time, or are you hunting? Like, what's the...
No, I packed food.
I was like, this is wild, because you said the gun, and I was like, oh, what are we, next level here?
No, I like, that was for like murderers and stuff, but
that makes sense.
Yeah, but no, I like, I get the like little backpack food that you just like add water to, and I have my little, it's like a tiny little camping stove, and so you just like bring that, and you've got like all of your waterproof matches and everything, and then you just like boil some water and put it in there, and it like cooks itself. So
do you have to be hiking most of the day? Like, are you just chilling most of the day? Like,
that's also something I like about backpacking, is like there's like no agenda really. Like, you can kind of, depending on where you're at, you can kind of just like hike as long as you want, and then like find somewhere to set up camp. So like, I think the first day I hiked for like 2 miles, and then I was like, I'm going to take a nap. And so there's like this cool, like big, like ledge that is, I wasn't like sleeping on a cliff. It was like big enough that I wasn't going to roll off, but yeah, it was like this big ledge, and I just like took a nap for a little bit, and then I was like, okay, ready to keep hiking. And so I just like hiked a little ways, and yeah, then it was dark and I set up camp. So
is that like, so there's a lot of urgency there, I guess, right? Like, as soon as the sun's going down, you're like, oh ish, like where am I going? Is that like, do you have to set up right away?
Yeah, I like, it's nice because I had like a headlamp and stuff, so I wasn't like super worried about it. But I do, like when I go camping, I try and like find a place before it gets dark, because that does get kind of stressful if you're like tripping over rocks and stuff trying to like
yeah
find somewhere. But yeah, it's cool.
So do you sleep on the beach a lot?
No, I like, I haven't gone camping on the beach very much actually, but I really want to. Is that what you said?
I guess it is. I guess I meant more by the lake, right? Like the lake shore. Oh, I guess, or you?
Yeah, I like sort of. I camped like near it, but like there's like, it gets really soggy. On
yeah,
the
it's not. So it's not. It's not beachy. It's more like just muggy kind of.
Yeah, it's like, because you're up in the mountain, so there's not like sand and stuff. It's just like little ponds and stuff. Really pretty, but. Yeah, I camped a little bit of ways away from it just so my tent wouldn't get waterlogged.
No, yeah, for sure. I can imagine. Dang. That's so funny, because you're also like, you're very media savvy. You're studying international business, right?
International studies, yeah.
Studies. Is that, that's in the business college though? Is that how?
It's in CHASS. And then there's an international business major too, that's okay, like apart from it. But yeah, international studies, it's in the political science department. It's a good time.
So are you thinking, do you think to go into political study, like political science and stuff, or are you just...
Yeah, what I really want to do is I kind of want to work with like nonprofit organizations more. Like, I think it would be really cool to like do something helping like refugees or like stuff like that, because that's just something I'm really passionate about. And yeah, I like have a while to figure it out, so I have no idea what I'm gonna end up doing.
Right, but so you also are friends with Nate, right? Is that how?
Yeah, Nate Larson. Nate Lowerson, yeah. I met him at Weeks of Welcome last year too. And I would like run into him occasionally on campus last year, so we like talked, and then this year I ran into him again and he was like, "Abby, when are you gonna come like work at Student Media?" And so yeah.
He roped you in just like that.
Yeah. So now I'm the social media promotions manager for Aggie Radio.
So, which is that huge deal directly for this podcast. I mean, like literally like when Aggie Radio is posting about podcasts and or any, yeah, mostly podcasts, I think. But yeah, like that's all you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So all of the accounts, I mean, for the most part, like sometimes we'll have like DJs and stuff post their stuff on Twitter. But yeah, for the most part, I run our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So all of the graphics you see and everything, that's me.
That's super sweet.
Yeah, it's been so fun. Like I just kind of did it on a whim because I've always thought like graphic design was cool. And I thought like, why not? So yeah. I just talked to Nate and he got me set up doing that and I really liked it so far. So
that's sweet. And thank you for all you do. I mean, like it's been helpful for not just our podcast, but I'm sure every single one.
Dude, yeah, it's so much fun. Like I like doing it. So if any of the Aggie Radio homies are listening, like hit me up if you need anything.
Abby's the best. You can trust her. Do you think like, is music your biggest media like connection, would you say? Or are you more into like TV or like, what's your.
That's a good question. I really like music. I think that's probably the biggest one for me. And then, I mean, I'm a sucker for a good TV show too, but yeah, music, I probably couldn't do without music, but I could do without TV.
I guess here I'll throw this question at you. Would you could either never watch movies again or never listen to music again. Which one do you choose?
Never watch movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think music is so cool. Like there are just like so many good songs and so many like ways to listen to music and so many ways to experience it, and it just like hits you right in the feels, like so good.
It's tough because like movies can kind of like turn your life into a movie. Wow, it's like really emo what I just said, but it's fine. But like profound here, like chill out. But no, but, like I actually don't know. Even me, I want to go into film or TV production, but even like I don't know, music really carries a lot of that. And so like that is a tough question. Are you a big binge watcher, big into TV? Like are you?
Yeah, I think I have Netflix and that's like the primary way that I like watch TV and movies and stuff. So it is really easy for me to like get on some Netflix binges and stuff. I just finished watching The Office for like the 50th time,
and dude, finally. Oh my gosh, have you been listening to the pod?
Yes.
You've been hearing all the haters. I don't get it. Listen, like I get it, it's mainstream, whatever, but it's mainstream for a reason. Like I don't understand.
Yeah, it's super mainstream, but like, you know, I like it. Like was it your brother that was saying he was like annoyed with all of the Office memes that was popping up on his Explore page?
Yes, that was him.
Yeah, I have to disagree. I like the Office memes.
Like, did you see that Office election meme with the Nevada and Joe Biden as Andy? Did you see
that?
Oh my gosh, there's this video. Oh, holy cow. It was the most, it connected with me the most out of all the election memes. Okay, so I'm glad that we got here. I actually want to ask you, we're gonna do a little bracket. I'm gonna throw two characters at you. And you have to tell me which character is better. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So this is going to be wild. I don't know how it's going to go.
Okay.
If you don't recognize a character based on their name, we're going to start pretty deep in the rabbit hole. I'm sure you'll probably do it. But so first, we're going to start with the weird extras. So we're going to go with who is better, D'Angelo Vickers. You remember who that was, right?
Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Or yeah. Charles Minor. It was Ooh. Idris Elba.
Oh, they're both so bad. oh, that's a hard question. Probably D'Angelo, because he was just, like, crazy. Yeah.
That's all you like, got? Just because he was crazy? That's yeah, the only reason?
I honestly, like, I can't stand them both, but Idris Elba just, like, stresses me out, because he's just so, like, mean, and
so he's trying to... He has a great line where he's like, I'm aware of the effect that I have on women. And that line makes me laugh so hard every single time.
Kelly's like losing her mind.
Okay, we're going to go Roy Anderson or Oscar Martinez?
Oh, Oscar. Have you seen Oscar's dance moves? Like in the Cafe Disco one? Like, he's got some crazy dance moves. This is a challenge, Josh. You got to go back and, like, watch Oscar's moves. They are hilarious.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know. I don't actually like Oscar that much. I think he's kind of mean throughout. And they actually do a good job with the show of just roasting him for being mean. Mm-hmm. Putting up to Roy was probably unfair by me. I could have organized this better.
I agree. In terms of characters, Oscar is low on the list, but Roy is a little lower.
So. Okay, we're going to go a big rivalry within the show. We're going to go Aaron or Holly?
Ooh, good one. Oh, my gosh. See, I feel like lots of people, like, hate on Holly for some reason. But I'm a big fan of Holly. But I'm also a big fan of Aaron.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to go with the one that makes me laugh more, and that's probably Aaron.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
weird.
I just disagree with you. Holly's the best. When Holly like starts making weird jokes, it's like you're so uncomfortable because they're just like Michael Scott and they're weird, but you're like, I'm so happy. Like, this is great.
Yeah. She is. I have nothing against Holly. That was a hard one. Like,
Aaron makes me feel like I get scared. I get too nervous for Aaron. Later in the show, they start making these characters that like actually make you feel nervous and uncomfortable. Like Andy, when he jumps in, you're like, and Aaron just freaks me out. Okay. Stanley or Ryan?
Ooh, another rivalry. oh man. Stanley is really, really funny, but I feel like I get kind of bored of, like, his whole, like, hating The Office thing. Like, I don't know. I think Ryan is a better developed character by the end of the show. So I'm going to go with Ryan because he's just, like, he's got that crazy character arc. And, yeah.
When he's coked out, when he gets arrested from The Office, that, it's a wonderful moment. And then he's working at the bowling place. He's got, like, he's got the ice tips or whatever. Okay. Pam or Daryl?
Ooh. I feel like I connect with Pam more, so probably Pam.
You're going Pam? Oh.
Daryl more?
I don't know. That's a tough one. It is. I think I go Daryl. I think Daryl's funnier. Now we're going to – I want to jump into the heated debates now.
Right.
Jim or Dwight?
Dwight.
No way!
For, like, comedic purposes, Dwight is funnier, but Jim is obviously a better person. I would rather be friends with him, but Dwight makes me laugh more.
a huge upset pick. Okay. Oh, man, that is tough. I think Dwight's actually funnier. I think you're right. Like, I think I like Jim a lot. I think Jim is like more one dimensional. Like, I don't think that I don't think that there's a lot. Not that the actor does a bad job or whatever, but just like, I feel like.
I think Jim is only funny because Dwight is funny and he like plays off of Dwight's thing.
Yeah. And I feel like the way that Dwight captures his like, his comedy is like so is special in a way that like Jim can play off of it in a funny way, but like it doesn't. Doesn't actually read. Okay, all right. That's I I was surprised you agreed with me on that one. Okay, just two more. I don't want to camp out too much on this. Creed or Kevin?
Creed.
No, no.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. You're wrong.
Wait, Kate, have you seen the deleted scenes, though, of The Office?
I mean, all of them? No, I don't know. What do you?
If you watch the deleted scenes of The Office, you will say Creed.
What,
I think.
What does that mean? What's hidden in the deleted scenes?
There's like so much extra hidden Creed content in the deleted scenes, and it's just like hilarious. Like, they just flesh him out as a character. Like,
when he's a boss, it's one of the funniest runs that The Office has.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kevin's so funny. Kevin actually develops a lot more than I feel like people remember. People remember like, oh, he's just like the dumb one. But like Kevin has this real arc that starts happening like later in the show. And it's super funny. And then the Goosh where he gets fired and he owns a bar like the other side of town was like so good. It was so good. And he starts getting mad. He fights with Dwight and then like they make up. It's super great. I'm not going to compare Toby to anyone. I think that's just obvious. Actually, here's what I'll do. Toby or Gabe?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is a really hard question because it depends on, like, what we're ranking them on. If we're ranking them on the ability to just, like, super creep me out, Gabe, for sure.
Oh, Gabe is gross.
Yeah.
I don't know, when Toby touches Pam's leg, though, that's like, yeah, it's like peak grossness, peak leg.
They're both so bad.
Have you seen the theories that Toby is the Scranton Strangler?
Yes. What do you think of that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that they went that hard. But it is really funny. There's I was rewatching it, and there's like this line because he's on the jury, right? That's what he says. He's
yeah.
On the jury.
Yeah.
And then he has like this guilt trip moment where he's like, "Guys, like I feel like we convicted the wrong guy, and I have all this guilt about it." And he has like this moment, and I thought that was way funny. Like, I don't think that the writers had that in mind. Do you, like, are you in on it? Do you think
that I don't think that the writers had it in mind, but I think it makes sense as a theory. Like, yeah.
You just hate it that much. So you're going with Gabe? You'd like Gabe less?
I hate Gabe. He's so creepy.
I hate Gabe too. Gabe's the worst. Okay, so here's where I'm sizing this up for a real hot take that I have. And I'll ask you for whatever kind of hot take later, but Robert California or Michael Scott?
Oh, this is actually easy for me. Michael Scott is so much better.
Oh, see, this is where I get. Oh, okay, all right.
What?
All right.
Do you disagree?
Here we go. I'm rubbing the hands together. Here we go. So, Michael Scott brings a very specific element to the show. Mm-hmm. That's good. And they develop his arc well, and he's a good character. But after he leaves, is when The Office gets unleashed. Like what, like there's like this certain type of like normal beats that like, you know, it gets edgier and it kind of branches out a little bit, but it's like all within the same tree. But as soon as he leaves, like that, the show takes off and like Robert California comes in and it's so weird and so good. And it like unleashes every character. It starts calling out like all the characters that were kind of like flat or like static, weren't progressing. Like, all of a sudden, like, Robert California just zings all of them. And, like, they all start getting weirder. And it's so much funnier. So, like, do you remember the episode where Robert California has a list?
Yes.
Holy crap. It's like I think it's one of the first or second episodes of him there. So, first he gets hired as a general manager. And then the season opener of the next one is that he talks the owner of the company into letting him be CEO. So, like, it's already getting weird.
And then
he forms this random list that somebody gets and photocopies, and like The Office is debating it. And for most of the episode, it's like kept a secret. But finally, like he invites all, Robert California invites all of the people from one side of the list to lunch. And then at lunch, he goes, "I believe that you are all winners. I believe that everybody else on the other list are losers." And it's so crazy. Like the show just goes off the rails.
He's like a walking psychology experiment. Like that part. And then I remember the Halloween episode where he like asks everyone their worst fear, and then he crafts this like really creepy story involving like everybody's worst fear. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
And like especially the part when like Kevin says he's like scared of mummies, and then in the story he's like, and an ancient king wrapped in his sarcophagi or whatever, and then
it goes
totally over Kevin's head, and then he turns to Kevin and he's like, a mummy, and Kevin just like wigs out.
Kevin is my favorite. I'm a big Kevin fan. I don't want to harp too much on The Office because there are some people who haven't seen it or whatever. But frankly, there's been so much hate on this pod for The Office that I'm cool to just dwell on this for a second, just rub it in all y'all's faces. Also, if you have if anybody listening has beef with me about Robert California, freaking come at me at Turnaround J Podcast on Instagram. We'll fight you about this. Yeah. So you said you weren't that into sports.
Not a lot. Like, my family just never, like, I never grew up, like, watching sports or, like, playing sports. I think I played volleyball for, like, a year when I was, like, 11.
Yeah, because you're kind of taller, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm 5'9", 5'10". It's been a while since
I don't know, because 5'6" is, like, average, right?
Yeah, I think so. So I'm pretty tall.
Is that... Taller is worse, right? Taller is harder?
For volleyball? Or
just life?
I don't know. I used to really not like being tall, especially in, like, high school, because I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm taller than every single guy here. But because I've been tall forever.
Right.
But, now I like it. I feel like I'm in charge. Like, I feel like... pretty cool about it, so.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I don't know, like I from like guy's perspective, like everyone always talks to me like, oh, it must be nice being tall. I'm like, I don't think you understand like how much I have to go through being tall. Like my knees don't fit in places, and like sure I can reach that jar, but like everything else sucks. Like I don't know, I feel like it's overrated. It's not that it's not cool, like teach their own, you know, be yourself, love yourself, but like I feel like being tall is overrated.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think the thing with me is that I'm like tall for a girl, but like as far as like people go, I'm not like a tall person. Right.
You're not like 6'4".
Yeah.
Cruising around.
So I don't run into a lot of the struggles that truly tall people have, but like people perceive me as being very tall.
Hmm. Maybe you have a good posture too. That's a big thing. Cause like I have like the slouch posture.
My mom was a physical therapist, so I grew up like,
oh, there you go,
it's like sit up straight, like
like fasten your back to the back of the seat. See, like even right now there's I've had some meme haters on the show. I keep describing like memes on the show. This is bad because like what they're gonna imagine this meme, but anyway, it was like it was like me complaining about my posture, and then it showed like this guy like with like all the way back in his chair, like his back is touching like the bottom of the seat. Yeah. I was like, I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
I have another quick game for you. The NBA draft was last night.
Right. Now,
I'm gonna hit you with some. First, did you know that Sam Merrill got drafted? Did you hear about this?
I did know that, and that is like one of the only things I know.
Do you know where he got taken?
Something that starts with an M, like Missoula. Oh.
You were close. It was New Orleans. So like MN. You were. I feel okay. You were on the same spot. But he was taken with the last pick. So shouts to Sam Merrill. I definitely gave him some heat about. I didn't think he was gonna get drafted. Yeah, he's all right. He's good. I'm not sure how he'll do in the pros, but I'm glad he got drafted. Now, we're going to play a game, though, because, like, I don't want to, like, try to pretend like you're, like, you know, super anchored into this, so you know, like, all about it. So, here's what we're going to do.
Sweet.
I'm going to throw 5 names at you, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to tell me who you think is best just based off of their name.
Okay.
Okay. So there's going to be five names. I'll do name and height. We'll do name and how tall they are. And I want you to guess which one is the best player to worst. Okay. Okay.
Nobody cancel me for this.
I don't. you won't get canceled. If anybody gets canceled, it's me. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the first player is Udoka Azubuki, and he's 7 foot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Udoka, 7 foot. Okay. Then we got Precious. Oh, man. I'm going to say his last name wrong. Okay. We got Precious Achua.
Okay. Okay.
He's 6'9".
Okay.
So we got Udoka Azubuki, 7 foot. Precious Achua, 6'9". Okay.
Okay.
Then we got Killian Hayes.
Okay.
He's 6'5". So Killian Hayes, 6'5". We got LaMelo Ball. He's 6'6". And then we got Anthony Edwards. It's 6'3".
Okay.
So do you want me to run through them again? Do you like?
Yeah. Well, okay, wait. We have Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
LaMelo Ball.
Yep.
Udoku.
Udoka. Uh-huh. Udoka.
Precious and Killian.
Yes.
Okay.
You can start from worst or best, either way.
Okay. I'll go best to worst.
Okay.
I think LaMelo is the best because his last name is Ball, like basketball.
That's a good tie-in. It's a good reason. Honestly, like, yeah. The logic's there. It's sound.
Yeah. And then I think Udoka, because he's got the height factor, 7, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Then I think Precious. I think he's, like, good, not great, because okay. With a name like that, like, you get a lot of, like, positive reinforcement from your name, but that might that might make him, like, slack off a little bit.
Softer. I like it.
Thinks he's too good. and then I think Killian, just because he's killing the game, is killing
it. Killing it. Killing yeah. It.
But, like, not really, because he's just, yeah, so-so. And then Andrew, because that's just such a boring name.
I love it. So you said it. You didn't even get his name right, which is even better. That just proves how bad his name was. Okay, so your ranking was LaMelo Ball, Udoka Azubuki.
Yeah.
Precious.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Precious, Killian Hayes,
mm-hmm.
And Anthony Edwards.
Anthony, yeah.
Anthony, there we go. And not Andrew, but that's even funnier. Okay, so I'm going to now tell you the actual draft order that they went, okay?
Okay.
The number one pick in the NBA draft was Anthony Edwards.
What?
So
no!
You're off to a bad start. You were actually pretty close. LaMelo Ball went with the third pick overall. Okay. So he was actually very good. Killian Hayes went with the 7th pick in the draft. So he was 3rd. You had him 4th. So, you know, you were ballpark out of those 5. Okay. And then 4th was Precious. So just swap Killian and Precious.
Mm-hmm.
And, or I guess, so in the actual draft, he wasn't 4th. He was 20th. He went 20th in the draft. And then with the 27th pick, the Jazz took Udoka Azubuki.
Dang.
So I was a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss by you. But also, like, we're just talking name rankings. I think you were pretty close. LaMelo Ball is a pretty sweet name.
Yeah.
Doke is a pretty sweet name. This is a strong name draft, though. There were some other ones. Like, Desmond Bane was the name of a guy in the draft. How cool a name is that? Yeah. Emmanuel Quickly. Like what?
Dang.
There were a lot of them.
Those are some awesome names.
Tyrese Halliburton. Obi Toppin. Anyway, I could keep going. No, I'm well, hey, amen. That was a fun game. All right. So normally I try to set up a situation so that a hot take can come naturally. Now, mm-hmm. You have listened to this pod before, and you're also one to – I think what was it? The activities retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We played a hot takes game. So I know that you can bring a take to the table. Do you have one ready? Are you?
Yes, I do. Okay, and also, I have been a fan of hot takes since your debut show,
Hot the original podcast, Hot Takes with 2016. Yeah. Shouts to my homies.
Yep, I watch that thing every single day. It was great. No, but I do have a hot take, and I feel like it's pretty relevant to this podcast, actually, because this topic has come up before. My hot take is that Shawn Mendes is not hot.
Oh, amen!
Yeah! I know, like, this whole thing has been brought up quite a few times, but every time before, everyone's like, Shawn Mendes, super attractive. Like, I just don't think so.
Okay, I gotta clarify. So I've gotten in this argument with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's sister like 6 times. Mm-hmm. I want to clarify my stance. I don't know where you're at. I don't think that he's like unattractive. It's not like a thing where I see him like, oh, like what a, like disgusting. Mm-hmm. But like, he's like constantly dresses like an F-boy in a way that's like super Ken doll. And like, he's good looking, but it's not like one of those things where I'm like, oh, frick, like that guy's like cruising through. It's just like, oh, like, okay. Like, yeah, like he's a pretty good looking dude. Like he's like, I don't know, like a 6, like can push a 7 if he's like doing his hair the right way. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Are you lower? Like, is that about where you're at or is it lower?
I think mine is like slightly lower. Like, I don't think he's like a disgusting looking person, but he's like not hot by any means. Like, I don't think, like his face, if you look at his face, it's like asymmetrical. Like, I don't know. I just don't think he's that attractive at all. And you're right. Like, he does dress like an F-boy. And
all the time. And like, yeah. In a way that I can't properly articulate. Cause like, we got like Harry Styles, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, like what the F is going on? And I had somebody tell me that he was out as bi, but I haven't actually, I thought that wasn't official. Like, I don't know if
that's know if that's official or
that's
not.
That's a rumor, right? Like, that's a rumor. I don't think that's official. But
I should know this. I love Harry Styles.
Yeah, I know way too much about this at all. I cannot believe how deep I'm into this conversation. But anyway, not with you, just about Harry Styles or freaking Shawn Mendes. I cannot believe it. But I mean, so I'm all right. I'm going to Google images right now. I'm scanning through here.
Yes.
Like, he's got a great hairstylist. But mm-hmm. I feel like the hairstyle is saving him a lot of points. Because, like, yeah, nah. It's like, this is like a B-, B-plus. He's a yeah. B-plus. I'll give him B-plus. But you're saying lower.
I think, yeah, I would say, like, a C, probably. I just, here's the thing, too, is that, like, so my brother is, like, 17. Okay. And he's like a total skater boy and stuff, and he's always got his like skater boy friends around.
Right.
Shawn Mendes looks like one of my brother's like skater boy friends.
No, it's true.
Cruise around Salt Lake, like they just think they're like super awesome and stuff, and like I don't know. Shawn Mendes' vibe is not there because he thinks he's too cool. Like,
it feels very fake. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure he even thinks he's too cool so much as, like, I don't know if he even – it just doesn't feel like he has a soul. Like, he's, like – his smile is so – he's got a very car salesman. Like,
yes,
I'm going to rip you off and steal all your money, which he's literally doing to thousands of girls across the world. So, like, I guess he's right. I guess he shouldn't not have that smile.
For real. I think you nailed it right on the head. I just don't trust his vibe, and he just seems like fake. Like Harry Styles, like
not fake. That's like the one thing he's kind of off the res. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but like, you know, at least I know he's doing his thing. Same with Biebs.
And he is just treating people with kindness, like just being a dope human being, and I like believe him. But Shawn Mendes, no. Like, especially with that whole Camila Cabello thing, like...
Aren't they back? Aren't they back together? Isn't that a thing?
I don't even know. I get, like, I just want to throw up thinking about it, so I just kind of tuned out, but...
Have you seen the trailer for his Netflix documentary?
No.
I watched it the other day, just for this conversation, not because I was like, I'm just dying to know more about Shawn Mendes, but I'm like, yeah. I just can't believe it. I'm like, who is this guy? Why, like... I just think it's so funny when, like, white boy singer with, like, a stable family situation who, like, grew up in a nice household becomes a famous singer, and he's like, I'm going to make a documentary about myself because I'm so interesting. And it's like, literally, you are, like, the most common, like, type of person. Like, the singer thing is obviously not common, but, like, wow, like, white boy grew up in a fine family. Like, you did it. Wow, like, you're so wow. – I want to watch a movie about that. That's what I want to watch.
I know. Oh, my gosh. See, that just seems fake. Like,
it's just very...
does he really have a good story to tell? Or did he just, like, get approached by some brand deal and say, like, oh, my gosh, money?
Like, I think, to like, compliment your hot take, Shawn Mendes has the best agent in Hollywood. Like, I don't know who's in charge of all his personnel, but somehow that guy is considered, like, this, like, superstar. His music, by the way, is super boring. So, like, don't even get me started. It's just like, oh, like, cool. You know how to make a pop song? Like, cool. Did you just listen to every boy band ever and decide to rip them off? You just took Ed Sheeran and boy bands and put them into one guy. Good job.
Thing too, I hate his voice. It's like, it bothers me. It's not where it's at.
He's going to age really ugly, too. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. Everyone's like, oh man, he's so handsome, but like, he's got this weird jaw thing going on where like the front is way stronger than the back, and when he gets those old people sags, it's gonna fall apart for him. This is a no-go.
It's gonna be a bad time in Shawnville.
That's a great point, though. I didn't think about the fake.
I hope his plastic surgeon is as good as his public.
Oh shoot. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Oh man. Hide your girlfriend who's a Shawn Mendes fan. Jeez. Wow. That's I'm all in on this take. I don't think he's like ugly. Like, sure, like he's a good looking dude, like whatever. But like I hadn't really put my finger on it, but I'm glad you said that. Because I really do. He's just very fake. Like I don't like see that guy and go like, wow, this is a genuine man who's really really feeling it.
And like being genuine and being real and just being yourself is the hottest thing you can do. So
amen. Be true, be you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not being yourself, then sorry, you're not as hot as you could be.
Right. I'm sure we get some like psychological stuff in here about how like hard it is to be a pop star, and like, you know, you get kind of brainwashed into being fake. But either way, maybe it's just a smile or the way he carries himself, but like, it just doesn't feel like, it feels like he's in on it, and I am not in on it. So I agree with your hot take. Shawn Mendes, definitely not hot. And most of all, just kind of boring. Like, I don't know, boring white dude. Like a next.
Yeah.
Like Harry Styles, like at least he's British. And he's kind of crazy. So, like, you know, that's not as much of a next. But, like, oh, cool. We got, like, we got Vanilla Ice 2.0 rolling through. Shawn Mendes. that was the biggest burn I've thrown on this pod. Anyway.
Like, Harry Styles, like, you can tell that he picks all that stuff out for himself. Like, he's the one, like, creating his own brand.
He's up to something.
Like, he just knows what's up, and he knows what his brand is. But then Shawn Mendes, you can tell, like, people are, like, telling him, like, what to do, and they're like, oh, let's have you wear this, because you'll look hip. And
right. Or, it's like, we're assuming all this. If the opposite's true, and he just is that much of an F boy, even worse. Like, honestly, like, that would be, if he's choosing to act in all these ways and trying to do all these, like, if he wants to make a documentary about himself, wear, like, suits with no ties and, like, just reveal his whole chest and, like, if that's who he actually is, I want no part of that. That's, like, even worse.
Get that away from me.
Gross, man. Kendall, what's his last name? Kendall Mendez. That's one of the rest of his life. Hey, man. Abby Roberts, you have class. This is the kind of this is.
You kind of have class.
I don't want to shut you down, but I agree with you, and we did it. We made it. We had a podcast.
Yes, this was so fun. I was like so stoked for this, and it's not disappoint. So.
For Abby Roberts, I'm Josh Hayes, and this is the Turnaround J podcast.